It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, newly retired music critic Joshua Cosman and technical editor Kara Pace. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
All right. Wait a minute.
Dana, I believe you need to turn your radio down.
I did. Thank you very much. Sorry, we had a little problem with. I had a little problem with Zoom. Welcome, everybody. Hope you are having a lovely, if rainy, Saturday morning. And we do hope you can join us over the course of the hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, this is the perfect day to participate, because you don't want to go outside and get caught in the rain. So please stay in and give us a call if you have a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions about just about every subject. You don't have to worry about that. And of course, you can also email us here, and I will see those emails. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And of course, you can listen to us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after the show at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. That would be appreciated. All right. All that being said, we'll move on to a introduction as soon as I bring it up here. And let's just take a hum amongst yourselves for a minute. And
I want to hear you fill air while you're doing that.
My lack of appendix will do that, because they pumped a lot of air in there, so I'm like an organ now.
Okay.
Anyway, here we go. Kara Pace's introduction is out of the office this week. If you need additional information, please contact Dana Rodriguez, that's me, at mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Oh, very thoughtful.
Yes. And welcome back from appendix surgery, and congratulations to Joshua Cosman on his retirement from the Chronicle. So I just want to throw that out there. Joshua Cosman has always been considered the shy and retiring type, but as of this week, he's shy and retired. So I should have congratulated you after I read the introduction. I apologize.
I was going to say, we're all stepping on each other's intros this week. Dana says, since the removal of his appendix last Monday, spoiler, our moderator Dana Rodriguez will be storing all supplemental information in the topless towers of his ilium.
All right. What is my reference?
Topless towers. I don't know. Of ilium.
All right.
Yeah, it's the face that launched 1,000 ships.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I don't know. What's his
name?
It's
Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe.
Marlowe, that's it. Thank you.
All right. And all right. So enough of that. And we will begin the questioning with Kara Pace.
All right. All right. I'm deciding which one I'm going to do. All right. I will give you a list of locations. For each location, you tell me the winner of the Oscar for Best Picture that was set there. So if I said the Land of Oz, you would, of course, remind me that Gone with the Wind won that Best Picture that year. So get ready to write. Here we go.
How many we got?
We have 10.
Okay. So, wait a minute, Kara, just to be clear, since you said Gone with the Wind and Land of Oz and blah, 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 are these all winners or nominees?
These are all winners. So okay. I will give all you right. only the winners.
All right.
Okay, so the first is Osage, Oklahoma, territory. That is number one. Number two is Cornwall, England. Number three is Burma. Number four is Sparta, Mississippi. Number five is Salem, Oregon. Number six is British East Africa, modern day Kenya. Number seven is Krakow. Number eight is Mumbai. Number nine is Miami. And number 10 is Gloucester, Massachusetts. So reading these again, Osage, Oklahoma Territory, Cornwall, England, Burma, Sparta, Mississippi, Salem, Oregon, British East Africa, which is now Kenya, Krakow, Mumbai, Miami, and Gloucester, Massachusetts. So which Academy Award Best Picture winner was set in each of these places?
All right, Josh, go ahead.
I've got a few. Salem, Oregon is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is correct.
And Miami is Godfather Part Two.
Oh.
I thought that might not be the one you were thinking of because it has many locations, but that's a key one.
This is so primarily set in Miami, right.
Primarily set. I don't know that. So I'm going to take another one before Dana runs the list. Burma, of course, is The Bridge on or Over the River Kwai.
I have it as on.
Okay. So, I can never remember.
No, that's fair. Okay. Those are both correct.
All right. Let's see. Cornwall, England is Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And Sparta, Mississippi is In the Heat of the Night.
That is correct. And you can take one more.
All right. Krakow, would that be Schindler's List?
It would be.
All right.
So the ones we have left for the audience are Osage, Oklahoma Territory, British East Africa, which is now Kenya, Mumbai, Miami, and Gloucester, Massachusetts.
All right. And we have some lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, we would love to talk to you. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Or you can contact us via email at mindsovermatter1, that's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. And Josh, you go ahead, please.
All right. I have a list of English language novels whose titles come from Bible verses. I'm going to give you the intro of the verse, and you give me the name of the novel. There are six of these. Number one. From Genesis. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod. Number two, from Exodus. And she bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been. Number three, Isaiah. For thus has the Lord said to me, blank, let him declare what he sees. Sorry, this is the one that's internal. Number four, from Ecclesiastes, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in. Number five, from the book of Matthew, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and finally, number six, from the book of John, dicit ei Simon Petrus, Domine. So again, I'll read these one more time. These are all books of the verses, Bible verses, from which English language, the titles of English language novels have been drawn. Number one.
So you are leading up to
right, in all cases but one, which I forgot was in there, which is where it's sort of set internally. I tried to make them consistent, but there aren't as many of these as I had thought. So number one from Genesis. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod. title, Exodus. And she bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been, title. Number three, Isaiah, for thus has the Lord said to me, title, let him declare what he sees. Number four, Ecclesiastes, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in, title. Number five, the book of Matthew, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and, title. And finally, number six, from the book of John, Dicit ei Simon Petrus, Domine, titulus.
I can do one offhand, I think.
Do it.
Just the first one. Uh-huh. I think it's East of Eden, Steinbeck.
That is correct. John Steinbeck, East of Eden. Settled in the land of Nod, East of Eden.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that was the one that I knew too.
Okay.
Kira got there first.
I did.
So I have to think about this. The House of Fools one sounds a little familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's probably the next easiest.
You don't suppose that Absalom is in here anywhere, is it?
No, you know, I thought about putting Absalom, but, you know, the verse goes, Absalom, my son Absalom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right, leave it out.
All right, we'll leave it out, see who comes up with these.
And again, we have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So again, we're taking the topic of what is going on right now. And I'd like to unite people, really, we're all the same, we're one. Okay, so Hebrews, or of course Israelites, or Jews, inherited three very important things from ancient Egypt. Name the three.
Slavery.
Name the three. What three habits or customs? Very important. The first one about diet. Hint, diet. Eating. Not eating certain things.
Not eating pork.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Pork was looked as unhealthy. Probably people ate pork and died from the worm, and that's why. What is the second one? That's something to do with sex.
Uh-huh.
I sent a picture to, I emailed a picture to Dana yesterday online.
Oh, circumcision. Yes, that's right. Circumcision.
That's circumcision. That. Yes. So that was practiced in Egypt thousands of years before the advent of Abraham. Okay. And the third one, it do something with religion. The basic religion.
Monotheism.
Very good. Very good. Yes. It was Akhenaten, the husband of Queen Nefertiti, who advanced a concept of monotheism. Only one God. Abraham thought there were, you know, the Hebrew God was different from other gods, as my understanding. Okay, very quickly, let's do some names. Isaac, not only it is a name, but also it is a story. What Isaac means and what is the story behind it. The correct pronunciation, by the way, is Itzhak. As you remember, Itzhak Rabin, he was the prime minister of Israel in the past, was assassinated. So what Isaac or Itzhak means?
According to the book of Genesis?
No, what is the word, just that exact word, Isaac or Itzhak means?
So he will laugh.
Exactly. All right. Sarah laughed when the angel told good old Abraham that he's going to have a baby from her. All right. How about Ishmael? There's also a name. Also, it has a story.
Yeah. God will listen.
Very good. What is the story? I will tell you because time is short. All right. So good old Abraham kicked out Hagar and his little baby Ishmael out because Sarah was very jealous of them. Kicked him out of the desert, and then the kid was dying from thirst, so Hagar cried in pain to God, and then God called her, Hagar, listen, there's a spring, I'm going to have a spring, and you and your child will be saved. Okay, how about Israel? Israel, let me pronounce
Israel
it correctly.
Israel is he will struggle against the Lord.
No, Israel, really, yeah. It is, The Arabic in Hebrew are almost
identical. He will strive or fight against the Lord.
The word Israel?
Yeah. That's
no,
what it
actually
means.
No. First of all, it was the name of Jacob after he had the fight with God. About second, that's but actually if you take the word Israel, put it in two names, Osra and El. Remember I told about El? Allah, El. That when you go to synagogue, you go to Beit El, house of God. So what Osra mean? Osra El.
No.
Okay, it is the family of God. Family of God. Osra means family in Hebrew and Arabic. It's the family of God. But you know, the Latin did a lot of damage. The last point Jerusalem. Jerusalem. The current pronunciation is Dar es Salaam. What does it mean?
It's
Jerusalem.
A place of peace, isn't it? Something
yes, the gates of peace. Always great show. Really, you know, please everybody pray for peace because we are all one. We are one. And there's some evil people doing that. I hate to mention it, but probably one name starts with a B, the other starts with
an
N. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And
I would say Eid would be well served to actually read the Bible before he comes on here with these questions that he doesn't know the answer to, but that's just me.
All right. Fair enough. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255, or you can email us at mindsovermatter1, that's MINDSOVERMATTER1, that's the numeral one, at gmail.com. I was making a mistake. It was that quote, it's the home nuts. Not home of fools, heart of fools, correct?
Right. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in...
So then Patricia came up with this at about the same time I did, but I'm going to give her credit for it. She thinks it is a house of mirth.
That is correct. The house of mirth is exactly
there
right. Both of you take a bell.
All right, good job. All right, let me give you a couple of questions here.
Please.
So this was in the New York Times last week, I believe. And so what film, what single film has had the most sequels?
Is this going to be one of the monster movies? Like, are these like just sort of like, are they actual sequels or are they more just reboots?
No,
there are
sequels that uses the part of the original title. So there are sequels in a sense. Yes, they're all sequels. And when you ask whether it's a monster movie, that's a little tougher because there's no real monster in it, but they're of that ilk.
Hmm. Well, so much for my guess of Fast and Furious. Hmm. More than that.
I will tell you that the New York Times counted 45 different sequels. Yeah. And this is, let me hasten to say this is an American film. Okay. And the films are also American. So.
Wow. How do you do 45? 45?
Yeah.
I mean.
We run out of Roman numerals at some point.
Well, I don't think they're really done as. You know, as 2, 3, 4, 5. But so again, what film is more in the horror genre has had the most sequels? 45, according to the New York Times.
I'll still go with Dracula.
No, there are plenty of Dracula films. So no, but they're not necessarily direct sequels. But yes, okay, Dracula's up there. I'm not going to argue that. All right, now, next I'm going to give you some unusual words that begin with B. I will give you the definition, and you tell me the unusual B word, the word that begins with B, that is the word I'm looking for. Okay, number one is nonsense. Remember, all answers begin with the letter B. Number one is nonsense. Number two is small dagger. Number three is coarsely abusive language. Number four is habitual teeth grinding. Number five is church caretaker. And number six is to squabble or quarrel. So again, these are fairly unusual words that all begin with the letter B. I'm giving you the definitions. Number one, nonsense. Number two, small dagger. Number three, coarsely abusive language. Number four, habitual teeth grinding. Number five, church caretaker. And number six, to squabble or quarrel. I'll give you each one.
Go ahead.
Karen?
I think I only know the easy one, but I will ask, to squabble or whatever you said, you're not looking for an easier word like bicker, are you?
No, I'm not.
Something else. Okay. Well, then I will take nonsense as balderdash. Or is that not right either?
That is not the one I have anyway.
That's certainly right. There may be another.
It is. It is. I'll give you a small bell for that. But yeah.
Well, I remember reading the history of this. There was a terrible scandal in a city in Montana in which a member of the city government was accused of using coarsely abusive language towards his constituents. And that scandal then became known as Billingsgate.
That is correct. Very good. Very good. All right. So I am looking for another definition of nonsense beyond what Kira provided. And then we have small dagger and habitual teeth grinding. Church caretaker, and to squabble or quarrel. And they all the answers start with a B. Keep that in mind. And the number to join us, area code 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And CM is wondering if nonsense equals baloney. Well, that's, you know, interesting. No, not baloney. And Chris is wondering if Gloucester, Massachusetts is the perfect storm, but that didn't win Best Picture. I did not. Okay. All right. Leave that out. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We do hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you. And our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, and of course, Joshua Cosman, who writes about classical music, a classical music critic, and also, I guess I could say puzzle master as well, for crossword puzzles at large. And my name is Dana Rodriguez. I am your moderator, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW. Let's see. Catherine is wondering if in British East Africa is out of Africa.
That is correct.
All right. There we go. Okay. And all right. So do we have a call on the line? What? No? Okay. Then
hello,
go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, you're welcome. Is it me? It's Tom in Southern California. Hi,
Tom,
everybody.
You're back.
I've never left. I've just not been awake. Is Miami, is that Some Like It Hot?
Not that I have, no.
Some Like It Hot did
okay.
not win.
Yeah. Did not win Best Picture, okay.
No.
And is the Ecclesiastes quote, Josh, is that House of Sand and Fog?
Ooh, good guess, but not correct.
And it's probably not House of Usher either.
The Ecclesiastes. No, Dana and a caller got the Ecclesiastes quote. I apologize.
Oh, I missed it.
That's The House of Mirth by Edith Wharton.
Oh, yes. Of course. Okay, is Small Dagger, Dana, that's a bodkin?
It is a bodkin. Very good.
Yay. And guess that's all I got for that. I got a couple questions, which let's see, I know Robert Redford is you know, one of the biggest movie stars ever, and amazingly, he was nominated for Best Actor once. Can you tell me what movie?
Oh,
is it, is it Barefoot in the Park?
No.
Okay. So was this early in his career?
I don't know what you want to say early. He was definitely a big movie star at the time, so no, I wouldn't say early.
All right.
Was he nominated for Out of Africa?
No.
Okay.
Was it Butch Cassidy?
No, but you're getting closer.
How about The Sting?
It is The Sting, and I say it's all amazing because right. He's just horrible. Oh, man, everybody, I just recently saw it again, and man, everybody's great, but except for Robert Shaw, brilliant. Eileen Brennan, fantastic. Robert Redford, just a dud.
No kidding.
Okay, and then the other question I have, so Buttermaker, the protagonist, if you want to say, of Bad News Bears, was based on what Hollywood star?
What kind of star was this, may I ask?
A movie star.
No, I mean, what sort of pictures did this movie star make?
Oh, all sorts of pictures. Serious actor. And this is because Bad News Bears was written by his son about his experiences with his father as a Little League coach.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. Huh. No, I don't know, but it's an interesting backstory.
Yeah, it's Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster's son was a screenwriter?
Yeah, he didn't write many things. I think that was really the only big production of anything that he did. But yeah, Bill Lancaster, his son, wrote the movie and based it on his Little League experiences with his dad as the coach.
So his dad was kind of a retrograde drunken coach?
Yeah, retrograde drunk and grumpy coach. Yep.
Interesting.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you very
always,
much.
I agree with Josh about the opinions on his other caller's history.
All right.
I wanted to put that out there. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you very much. Take it easy. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's see. Herb is wondering. Oh, yeah. So Herb says Gloucester, Massachusetts is Jaws.
Also not a Best Picture winner.
All right.
And not set in Gloucester, in Massachusetts. Isn't it on Long Island?
Amity,
Long Island. Sure.
Is it Long Island?
Isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong. Actually.
I thought it was someplace in Massachusetts. But
maybe you're. You know what?
You might be right.
I think I'm brain glitching with the Amityville Horror. I don't know.
Mumbai is Slumdog Millionaire.
That one's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There we go. All right. There we go. And Josh, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. Actually, before I go ahead, maybe I'll just take one more swing at the B words, if I may.
Yes.
No, should I wait? I'll wait some more.
If you have one, it's okay.
I have one.
All right, go ahead.
Teeth grinding is bruxism.
That is correct. Bruxism. And I should say that Herb also got bruxism. So
I'm sorry. Well,
No, right. It's okay. You can both have credit for that. Right,
so my question for you is this. The National Statuary Hall Collection in Washington, D.C., as you know, typically has 100 statues, two from each state with likenesses of notable people from that state. Currently, however, it only has 99. Whose statue was removed in 2020 by what state?
So, is there a statue of Robert E. Lee?
Yes. Well done, you.
Thank you. What state, though? Dana, that's you. Tag team.
Well, Virginia.
Correct. Robert E. Lee, Virginia. Well done.
I think California had some sort of issue with Thomas Starr King.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had some unsavory thing in his past, something to do with slavery, I believe, or treatment of the Native Americans.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. So, but anyway, okay, very good.
All right.
Give us another question.
Sure, I'll give you another one. This is a Best Picture Oscar winner question too, but what the hell? We can't be sticklers. Argo and All Quiet on the Western Front are Best Picture Oscar winners whose names begin with the same letter, the letter A. So do Gandhi and The Godfather, if you disregard leading articles. What Best Picture winners are the only ones to begin with a particular letter? There are two. Oh, you know what? I think one of these is on Kira's list.
Yeah, Out of Africa?
No, not out of Africa.
Okay.
Because Oliver also starts with O.
Oh, I see.
And
that's okay. It can be on my list too.
Yeah, but it just occurred to me that's I couldn't figure out the one that was on your list that is one of these, and now I got it. Hmm. Okay.
All right. So, are you changing that question now?
No. We'll just roll with it. There are two Best Picture Oscar winners that were the only ones to begin with a particular letter of the alphabet. Out of Africa might have been one, except Oliver also starts with O. What are the two that are the only singletons?
And since one of the singletons is on my list that has not been answered yet, if you call in with this answer, it's a twofer.
It's a twofer. That's right.
It's a twofer one. So I will not give that answer.
Okay.
So are we eliminating the then?
Yes. Yes. It shouldn't matter, but what the hell?
Huh. How about wings?
Wings is a good guess, but not correct. And if you give me a minute, I'll West Side Story. There it is.
All right. Yeah, quite right. All right. How about You Can't Take It With You?
Yes.
There you
correct.
Go.
Give yourself a bell.
I'm going chronologically.
And let's leave the other one out so that someone can call in with a twofer.
All right. Okay. Done. And once more, the two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. It's Bill in El Cerrito.
Hi, Bill.
First thing, I wanted to congratulate Josh on his retirement and also to thank you publicly for a column you wrote a while back that I thought was incredibly warm and really sort of wonderful, and that was the one in memoriam of Peter Schickele.
Oh.
I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, thanks so much. That's very kind of you. Yeah, he was a special character, all right.
And, he was, and you caught him perfectly.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that.
So, let's see. The words that begin with B, the nonsense, is that blather?
I'm beginning to regret that particular question because there are several answers to it, but no, it's not blather.
Do you have
but
babble?
Blather could work, so I should give you a small bell for that.
So is it babble?
It is not babble.
This is going to be interesting when we decide
what
you've decided it is.
I know. Everybody will be completely disappointed with my answer, of course.
Yeah, well, whatever. Not so much. It'll probably be even better than what we've guessed. Let's see. And Dana, with this film with the most sequels, is this was the original sometime like back in the beginning of filmdom?
No. Believe it or not, I believe it was in the mid-70s, the first one.
Mid-70s.
Yeah. And I will say that many of those, as they used to say, went straight to straight to videotape. I don't know if they were released in theaters or not, but they all had an element of the original, of a word from the original title in the title. So,
is this something like The Exorcist?
Not The Exorcist.
Huh.
But it's in that area. I mean, it's in that genre. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, somebody will come up with it. All right. Here's a quick question. I think this is a softball for Josh. What was the very first LP record album to sell more than 1 million copies?
It's not so soft. Not so soft. I don't know these things. That sounds like a Dana question.
Well, it depends. What kind of genre was it? Yeah, sort of.
Well, the genre would give it away, so you have to come up with that. And I will say it's not a genre that would probably occur to you immediately.
Hmm.
And you said this is an LP?
Yes, very first LP.
Sell more than a million copies. Gosh.
I don't know if it was the first, but is this about somebody who might have just died recently?
Yes.
Okay. Josh, does that help you?
No, who died?
Well, I mean, within, a few months ago. Okay, well, I was thinking maybe Harry Belafonte.
Okay, you got that.
The album,
what was that big album in the 50s?
Wasn't it just called like Calypso Songs?
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Okay.
Is it Calypso?
It was called Calypso. What was the year?
54? Six? I'll say 56.
Oh, Dana, you're hot. That's it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, great. Enjoy your rainy Saturday, all, and stay dry.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to talk to you. If you'd like to be part of the action today, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Patricia is wondering if it's the sequel question is either The Omen or Jaws. It's neither one. And Chris was wondering if it was Chucky. And no, it's not Chucky. So, and Kira, did I bypass you when I went to Josh?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead then, please.
All right. Jan Zalasiewicz explained why many scientists like to lick rocks. And Stanley Milgram, Leonard Bickman, and Lawrence Berkowitz determined how many passersby stop to look upward when they see strangers looking upward. Both teams are the most recent winners of what prize?
I'm so rethinking my bypass now.
Wait, isn't that the Ig Nobel Awards?
Those are some of the most recent Ig Nobel Award winners. That's correct.
All right. Do you want to ask another question here?
Sure. A costume designer whose surname was actually Greenberg is considered one of the greatest ever in Hollywood, despite never having won an Academy Award. He's also the person credited with starting the shoulder pad trend by dressing Joan Crawford. So who is this costume designer, and for what musical did he posthumously win a Tony?
So he was in Hollywood and he was on Broadway.
Yes.
Okay. And that was the name in which he was billed as or credited at was Greenberg.
No. I'm letting you know that his surname was actually Greenberg because it doesn't come up.
And was his professional name something, did it include a last name that wasn't Greenberg, or did it include no last name?
It included no last name.
Ah.
All right.
That so, feels like it has to give it away if you know it, and if I don't know it, I don't know it. So, Dana?
Yeah. Well, now, and was this a man, may I ask?
Yes.
All right. Well, then, I don't know.
I feel like if you don't know it offhand, as soon as you hear the answer, you will also tell me at least one other fact about this person. So
is this somebody like Ori Kelly or Walter Plunkett or... I'm just thinking of costume designers, that's all. Nope. Like famous costume designers.
Nope.
Okay, and this is the one that came up with Joan Crawford's big shoulders?
Shoulder pad look.
Hmm. Okay, leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gail in Oakland.
Hi, Gail.
And I'm wondering if the B word for church official is a beetle?
It is, a beetle. Very good.
Josh, I would like to thank you for your columns. I was a regular reader, and I will miss them, but I wish
you so much.
A very happy retirement.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'll see you in electrical, Dana.
All right. Thank you very much, Gail. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let me give you another question here. Now, you're either going to snap this up immediately or might have to think about it. Hopefully, you'll have to think about it, but we'll see. What is the most common trigram, a three-letter sequence in English that has no vowel?
STR?
No.
Then GHT?
No.
Okay.
So once more, what is the most common trigram, which is a three-letter sequence in English, that has no vowel?
Those are... good guesses. I got nothing. Is it NGL?
No.
We didn't snap it up. No snapping was seen.
Well, all right.
Oh, let me rearrange one of them. Go with RST.
No.
How about RTS?
No.
Okay.
All right. So once more, what is the most common trigram, which is a three-letter sequence in English? It has no vowel in it. All right, leave that out. All right, now I have a difficult question that I wrote basically for Josh and other people who enjoy classical music and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't say it's a very easy question, but we'll see. So I'm going to read you the names of four films. Each of them starred, at the time, a very famous opera singer. All male, by the way, male. So, four films from the golden age of Hollywood, and they all starred a famous opera singer, usually to try to make that opera singer into a major movie star, and it never worked, but they tried anyway. So, the films are, number one, Two Sisters from Boston. Number two is Cuban Love Song. Number three is Give Us This Night. And number four is The Gay Desperado. So again, these are four Hollywood films. They'll star four different male opera singers. And I want to know who the opera singers were. Number one, Two Sisters from Boston. Number two, Cuban Love Song. Number three, Give Us This Night. And number four, The Gay Desperado. Is that out?
Vera? I got nothing. I'm counting on you.
This wasn't written for me.
I was not written for me either, because I've never heard of any of these movies. And given that, I don't know. I don't even know how to start triangle. I was waiting for Yes, Giorgio.
And they're all very famous. Obviously.
Well, sure, but the movies aren't famous. I mean, you know, I could guess that one of them is probably. Caruso. I was waiting for
no Caruso.
No Caruso.
Is there a Pavarotti on there?
No Pavarotti.
No, yes, Giorgio is Pavarotti. That's why I was going to say.
These are all from the 30s and 40s.
So, I mean, no, that can't be.
Are they all men?
They are all men.
They were. Is one of them Lawrence Tibbett?
One of them is Lawrence Tibbett.
But I can't guess which one it would be.
What's the second one you said? Hold on.
Not Cuban Love Story.
No, it is. That's the one. So
Lawrence Tibbett as the
Lawrence Tibbett, yes.
Wow.
There you go. Okay.
All right. That's all.
You backed into one.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So once more, these are famous opera singers who starred in Hollywood films. The ones we have left: Two Sisters from Boston, Give Us This Night, and The Gay Desperado. And I think we have not repeated any questions from halftime, so let's do that very quickly. Kira, we'll start with you.
All right, so I've given you some locations, and I want you to tell me the title of the winner for Oscar for Best Picture that was primarily set there. So I have three that are left. The first is Osage, Oklahoma Territory. The second is Miami. And the third is Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Right. Was that it for you? Anything else?
Oh, right. A costume designer whose surname was actually Greenberg is considered one of the greatest ever in Hollywood, despite never having won an Academy Award. And that is because he predated them. He predated the best costume category. He is also the person credited with starting the shoulder pad trend after dressing Joan Crawford. So who was this costume designer, and for what musical did he posthumously win a Tony?
Hmm.
Kira, the Gloucester, Massachusetts movie, is that Spotlight?
No.
Okay. I'm looking for a Best Picture Oscar winner that is the only one ever to have a title beginning with the letter that begins it. So, for example, You Can't Take It With You, which Dana got, is the one that is the only one ever to begin with Y. This is another one with a different letter, and it is coincidentally one of the still ungotten movies on Kira's list. So if you call in with that, you get two bells for the price of one. Mm-hmm. Also looking for novel titles that come from Bible verses. This one from Exodus, and she bore him a son. He called his name Gershom. For he said, I have been, title. One from the book of Isaiah, for thus has the Lord said to me, title. Let him declare what he sees. One from the book of Matthew, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and, title. And finally, the book of John, in the Latin Vulgate, Dicit ei Simon Petrus Domine, titulus.
All right. And let's see. What horror film, I'm going to call you a horror film, has had the most sequels of any movie? 45. And they are sequels that have some element of the original title in them. What horror film has had the most sequels? 45, according to the New York Times.
Have there been, like, maybe straight-to-video Halloweens?
That is possible, but it's not Halloween.
Okay.
But you're probably on the right track.
Or Friday the 13th, then?
Not Friday the 13th, but
that's
there 80s, may have
that's
been.
That's the 70s. Okay. Yeah.
It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Not Nightmare on Elm Street. And what common trigram, three-letter sequence in English, what is the most common trigram, I should say, a three-letter sequence in English that has no vowel in it? No vowel. And I still have a couple of words left. Unusual words that begin with the letter B. I gave you the definition. I think all we have left is nonsense, which we seem to have many answers to, and to squabble or quarrel. Again, we have many answers to that as well. So we'll see. I want to point out, let's see, what do we have here? Gloucester. Let me just look at these emails for a second. Gloucester, they're wondering if it's Doubt, but I don't think that won Best Picture.
That did not win Best Picture.
It's not Doubt.
Okay. And Osage, they're wondering if that's Killers of the Flower Moon.
Nope.
That was my first thought, too, but it didn't win.
Yeah. And then Janos did get, he says this is his favorite opera film, and he knew Give Us This Night, which is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Polish opera singer. That's, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I don't know. I thought you were saying Give Us This Night and that it was about Yom Kippur.
No. Yan, J-A-N.
Got it. Thank you.
K-I-E-P-U-R-A. Yes. All right. That's
okay.
That's the Give Us This Night. Okay. Sorry. And all right, where was I here? Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I don't get to hear you guys this much anymore, so I'm happy to get you. So, Mario Lanza, is he the gay deceiver?
He is, no, it's the gay desperado, but it's not Mario Lanza.
Okay. And what about the misnomer for the Oscar that's only the one letter?
Okay.
Rebecca?
No, there have been other, I think Rain Man won. Maybe Rain Man didn't win for Best Picture, but somebody did that began with an R. And with time, I'll think of it. It wasn't, Rebecca was not the singleton.
Well, that's all this senior has. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Thomas. Can I ask you on the winner of the Best Picture, is it a consonant or a vowel?
It's a vowel.
Oh, it's a vowel.
If it's a vowel, then we are not thinking of the right thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So look at that.
Huh. Well, you should have called in while there was a 2-for-1 offer because it's now been rescinded.
As Good As It Gets didn't win. Oh, no, no. There'd be all quiet on the Western Front?
No.
Okay.
Argo, American
Argo.
In Paris.
Oh, yeah, that was your example. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thomas is wondering if movie sets Gloucester is Manchester by the Sea, but then nope. That wouldn't be Gloucester.
I okay. Can't remember. Did Mystic River win for Best Picture? I don't think it did it?
No.
Somebody won for Mystic River, but I don't think it
Sean
won.
Sean Penn. That's Sean right, Penn right. Beat everyone who was better than Sean Penn to win for that movie, which is a sticking point. Sorry.
Yep.
Apparently.
Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Gloucester, Massachusetts.
I've never seen Gentleman's Agreement. Any chance it's Gentleman's Agreement?
No, yeah. It's not. That's New York City.
I figured it probably was.
Right. Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Just to make this a little easier.
I know what's in Miami, of course. It's Moonlight.
It is Moonlight.
There we go.
Good job.
Which evidently is not the only M, so...
Right.
Patty is wondering if Unforgiven is that Osage or is that?
No, I will let you know that these are the two ends of the time period the time periods that I have. I have one from 1931 and one from the 2020s.
But tell Patty that she gets a bell because Unforgiven is the only Best Picture winner that ever began with the letter U.
Oh, there you go. So Patty got something there.
I assumed it was Osage.
That was my mistake. I misread that. So she was saying Unforgiven U with a question mark. So yes. Okay, there you go.
Well done.
Good job, Patty. Thank you.
But that turns out not to be set in Oklahoma.
Or at least not in Osage.
And then, so the fact that, Kira said 1931 can only mean that it's Cimarron.
Yes.
All right. There we go. Okay. And we have a couple minutes left. So if you want to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is John Hughes in Berkeley.
Hi, John.
First of all, Josh, I wish to thank you for your great work.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
And I recently retired, and so it's a strange feeling. Secondly, my guest is Night of the Living Dead. Number of sequels.
Oh, that's a good guess. But no, it's not that. There have been many guesses, and I guess they all have dead in the title in some way. So you're kind of on the right track. But it is a horror film, but it's not Night of the Living Dead.
Okay. And third is a sequel to the question that you answered, Josh, before, which was Mr. T's actual name. We talked about who has a better scowl.
Right.
Dwayne Johnson knows that. Recently had a birthday. So, what is Mr. T's last name. You guessed Terrence, which I believe is correct.
It's like Lawrence, I think it's Tarod, actually, right? Isn't it Lawrence Tarod, his name?
But that's so good. We'll leave that out. I think that's correct. Bing.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes. I think Tarod is, I think that came up a couple, like last week or the week before. Yes, I think that's right. All right. Good job. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is the movie in Gloucester Coda?
Yes. Nice job.
Oh. All right.
Wow.
Is the horror movie Chainsaw Massacre?
It is not Chainsaw Massacre. Again, that's a pretty good guess, but no.
Okay. Thanks. That's all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Time to kind of clean up here, I think. Kira, we'll start with you.
All right. Well, my what if I told you he was married to Janet Gaynor?
Oh, Adrian.
There we go. And Adrian won a posthumous Tony for Camelot.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Josh, is one of your answers to The Lighthouse?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not.
It's to something.
Yeah. Okay. Any other chances? Any guesses? She bore him a son, called his name Gershom, which means a stranger in a strange land. That's the name of that Hebrew word. For thus has the Lord said to me, in the words of Harper Lee, go set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and Flannery O'Connor, the violent bear it away. And finally, Dicit eip Simon Petrus Domine, quo vadis? Where are you heading, dude?
Where goest thou?
Whither goest thou?
Sure. Whither goest thou? Okay, yes. Thank you.
All right.
Let's see here. What horror film has had the most sequels? 45, according to the New York Times. That would be the Amityville Horror.
Oh, come on. I said that.
You didn't say it as the answer. You just mentioned it in passing.
I know.
Wow, to a completely different question.
On a completely different topic.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we don't pick up the crumbs.
No, I know. No, I wasn't reproaching. I was just saying, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us about your nonsense.
As far as the unusual words that begin with B, the nonsense, I have bourgeois. Bourgeois.
Sure.
And to squabble or quarrel, I have brabble. B-R-A-B-B-L. The most common trigram, three-letter sequence in English with no vowel, I have as S-T-H.
S-T-H? Well,
that's what they had. S-T-H, that's what they had. Sorry.
I can't think of a single word.
I can't think of a single one.
I believe that's a typo.
That's a transcription error.
All right. I
won't. No way.
Please double check that.
I will.
No way.
I mean, you know, cross thistle?
Okay, the opera singers in Hollywood films. Two sisters from Boston. That would be Laurette Melchior.
Oh, of course.
And the gay desperado. That would be Nino Martini.
Of course.
If we didn't get to your call, I do apologize, but please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My thanks to our panel. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosma, classical music critic at large, and puzzle master. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. And please join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
The announcing staff of KALW is represented by the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, Local 1021.